possible progress in U.S.-China trade talks is making for cheery markets this morning. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Investors are feeling optimistic on news that there may be some sort of limited trade deal brewing between the U.S. and China. Not one that tackles the most controversial issues between the two sides, but perhaps bites off some smaller areas of agreement and avoids further escalation. President Trump will meet with China's lead negotiator later today. Here to discuss is Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, Tracy.
So markets woke up this morning feeling optimistic about trade talks between the U.S. and China. What's going on?
Well, a temporary deal, a partial deal.
A possible partial deal.
Exactly. Thank you for adding the word possible, because, of course, nothing's been signed. And we've seen these things come and blow up in the past. But I think the one element of this proposal that really caught the market's eyes is the idea that there would be no further escalation and tariff increases. And that matters because that's the primary thing that's been weighing on business confidence, business decision making. It's really hard to commit to a year or two's worth of production decisions when you don't know where you're sourcing materials and parts. And that's been a nightmare, not just for American companies, but European and Asian companies as well.
Okay. Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tracy.
Oil markets recovered quickly from attacks on Saudi oil facilities last month. It was back to business as usual after a textbook case of supply disruption, the International Energy Agency wrote in a new report out this morning. The agency also cut its forecast for oil demand for both 2019 and 2020, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The concern is about soft oil demand, even though just last month traders were fretting about supply. Attacks on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia took out the source of some 5 million barrels of crude per day. Prices spiked, recalls Ellen Wall at Transversal Consulting.
But then they quickly came back to normal and, in fact, went back down below what they'd been before the attack.
The Saudis quickly got their oil back online. But now, who's going to buy it? Demand is growing, but it's at the lowest rate in a decade. Antoine Half at the energy analytics firm Kairos says a slowing China is denting energy use around the world.
It will impact the economies that provide parts to China or that receive parts and services from China. So you do have effects on the rest of Asia. You do have effects on a country like Germany.
The fear is the world may have too much oil going into 2020. And already OPEC is hinting that it may cut output even more than it is now to bring prices up. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Some 45 million Americans carry student loan debt. Most will have to pay it off with hard work and saving. A lucky few with prize money. A trivia show called Paid Off has wrapped up its second season. Three contestants compete, not for a new car or a bedroom set, but for money to pay down their student debt. Will it make a dent in the $1.6 trillion of student loan debt outstanding? No. But will it raise awareness of the issue? That's what its host and creator is hoping.
My name is Michael Torpy. I am an actor and the host and creator of Paid Off with Michael Torpy. Paid Off is a comedic game show that highlights the student debt crisis. It calls out the parties that we think are responsible, that being our government, the student loan servicers, and the schools themselves, and it gives away money to people who really need it. I think contestants apply to the show because there aren't many other options. If you talk to people about how they picture paying off their student loans, they frequently list insane circumstances like winning the lottery, the death of a rich family member that they did not know about, getting hit by a city bus. And now we have a comedic game show to add to that list of ridiculous circumstances. A lot of people are ashamed to talk about their debt. For some people, when they come on our show, it's the first time they've ever said their debt amount out loud. There was a contestant who spoke about how she just needed to get her loans under control because her kids were starting to go to school. And I think that really speaks to how this burden is going to be passed down across generations now. You know, there's a group of people who are still struggling with their loans as they're trying to get their own kids ready for school. We're putting entire families underwater now, all because the cost of higher education has gotten out of control. I feel conflicted even in hosting the show because, you know, the show is not designed to be a solution. It's supposed to be provocative. It's supposed to lift the veil off of how people are currently trying to pay off their student loans. It's a hidden burden that we're trying to shine a light on every week. So my hope is that through raising awareness and telling these stories, we can all agree that this is an unfair burden that's been placed on students and something that it makes a lot of sense for the government to step up and rectify.
That was Michael Torpy, host and creator of Paid Off. That feature was produced by our Marketplace fellow, Erica Soderstrom. We also spoke with some contestants that have been on the show. More on their experiences later today at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.